What does Jesus mean when he says, "Go ye therefore and preach the gospel"? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Today we're going to be talking about Ivan Tuttle Ministries. It's a ministry where Ivan goes and preaches the gospel everywhere he goes.
Yeah, and I think that through our lives, because of the things we've been through or the situations we've encountered, those are times where we can utilize our situations to help other people. And I know in his situation, from what he's been through in his life, he's using that to help reach other people. Sometimes, though, we can get into a situation where we feel like, well, what do I have to give back? You know, I'm not a pastor. I'm not an evangelist. How am I going to use my story to help someone?
You know, it does really come down to that. A lot of people think that in their life, it's just the pastor's job or it's just the evangelist's job to preach the gospel. But in truth, when Jesus was speaking, he was speaking to all of his disciples. Mm-hmm. So if you're a follower of Jesus today, you are his disciple. And Therefore, that word, "Go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature," It's for you. It's for me. And, you know, a lot of people, they say, well, okay, so if it's for me, then it's only for when I go to Africa, right? No, it's to every creature, pretty much. Anyone who's moving, we need to be sharing the gospel, but not just like preaching at people. Be the gospel. Share the kingdom of God. Share the love of God, because those are the components of the gospel.
Yeah, and in the Bible, it talks about loving God first and then loving our neighbor as ourselves. Yeah. And if we love our neighbor, we want to share with them how God has changed our lives.
Yeah.
And that's what we do on the show. We share how God has changed our lives. So sharing with your neighbor or your friends, that's how you preach the gospel. Stay tuned to hear Ivan Tuttle after the break.
Hi, this is Ashley Rocha. I was bulimic for over 10 years. Doctors told me if I continued down that path, I would die. I went to an awakening event, and God totally touched and changed my life. I am no longer bulimic. I have been healed ever since. These outreach events change lives, and I am a walking testimony of it. Would you consider helping people like myself by donating to this ministry?
You have a unique opportunity to help our ministry now. A generous donor has agreed to match all donations received in June up to a total of $30,000.
We need your donation to reach this goal. Please donate now at awakeningcolorado.com or call us at 877-480-4477.
And don't forget that Awakening Colorado 2016 is coming August 13th and 14th at the Civic Center Park in downtown Denver. You'll hear live testimonies from real-life radio guests and enjoy great music and exciting entertainment. That's Awakening Colorado, Saturday and Sunday, August 13th and 14th.
Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
We have Ivan Tuttle Ministries with us, a great ministry, and the person who founded it is Ivan himself, and he had a situation where he died and came back, and a powerful story of his life, but now he has a ministry, and we're going to find out more about that. So let's welcome to the show, Ivan. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me today.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about how you got started into this ministry.
Well, I got started into the ministry because of a death experience that I had and what I went through. And what happened is I was called, you know, chosen, however you want to look at it, to start a ministry, to go reach people that are lost and to pray with people and to help people that are sick so that they can get over being sick, you know? And so that's the ministry I was called in to do, and I love doing it. I've been having a blast.
So I understand that this death experience that you had, it was like in the 1970s, is that right?
That is correct, yes. It was 1978 when that happened.
And at that time, you were shown hell and you were shown heaven. You weren't even really seeking God, but it wasn't your time to go. And when you got sent back, you received Jesus right away. You started your life following after the Lord. And about when did you start your ministry, and how did you know that it was time for you to go forward into reaching other people?
Well, actually, your ministry starts as soon as anybody really gives your heart to the Lord. Because then it's time to really start doing something.
Yeah.
So my ministry started out really small, like just telling other people, you know, just witnessing to people, you know. And, you know, the biggest witness in the world that you can do is how you live.
Yeah.
And my whole life changed instantly. And when my life changed, I quit the drug. I had no problem quitting drugs. It was like, done. Quit drinking. No problem. Just quit everything. Just stop. Laid it all down. And your life just changes. Well, that affects the people that you know.
Yeah.
Because you're not going over partying with a guy. You're not going and smoking a bowl of pot at somebody's house. You're not drinking. You're not going out dancing at the clubs. You're not running around with different women. You're not doing that. All of a sudden, you're like changed, and they come over and want to spend time with you. And you're going, hey, dude, let me tell you, God's for real.
And they're like, what happened to you?
Yeah.
I lost a lot of friends.
Oh, man. You know? Yeah, that's what seems to happen.
The few that I gained, you know, they're living for the Lord. And that's really great because they understand.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I was learning what to say and how to say it then, too.
Right.
So over the years, and then in 1994, that's when I just turned on to God so strong and start reading His word every day. And I just love His word. You know, I just ask, Holy Spirit, be my teacher.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've read the Bible, and I read the Bible from cover to cover. I love reading it. Even the begats part, okay?
Wonderful.
Because you learn about things in that, you know?
Yes.
First time I was like, okay, Lord, why am I reading this part? This is really boring.
Yeah.
And He goes, really? He says, that's my genealogy I'm showing you. Your genealogy.
Wow.
I'm like, okay. So I paid more attention.
Yes.
But I started doing that, and I found, you know, God gave me some wonderful gifts when I came back from heaven, and I have certain gifts that God gave me, and I use those, and I lay hands on the sick. I watch people get healed instantly.
Wow.
People get healed from cancer instantly. Watch growth in their neck completely disappear in front of you.
Wow.
Watch people that can't hear, hear. People that can't see, they see. People that can't walk, can walk. I mean, these are things that everybody, once you give your heart to the Lord, hey, you can do that.
Mm.
It says it in the Bible.
Yeah.
And Jesus said to go do these things and greater. So we do these things. And, you know, my next question is, what's greater?
Yeah, what's the greater thing? If you're already doing those things, that's amazing.
Well, you know, Jesus walked on water, and there's a lake in the northern part of Arizona that I can actually walk out. It's about a mile wide, and I can walk out about a quarter of a mile on the water, but then the ice gets real thin.
Oh, I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy's really...
I was waiting.
I know exactly where it's going. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I can't really walk on water unless it's frozen, but, you know, I'm like, okay, Lord, if the time comes, I'm sure I can, you know, because I have that childlike faith.
Wow.
And we need that today.
We do.
So now I preach the word of God. I've been to Korea a few times. I've been to Germany. I've been to Mexico speaking. You know, I go around the U.S.
Yeah.
I love just talking about God in every place. I go to the post office, and I'm praying with people at the post office. And, of course, I don't care where it's at. I can be any place. That's my ministry. All of us are called. All of us are supposed to do our ministry. And that's part of it. And that's part of my ministry. And I do this because I love God.
Yeah.
I love Him so much, you know, and to be able to preach His word, to make people understand God's word is simple. If it says it, then that's what it is.
Yeah.
You don't need to complicate it. There's nothing complicated about it. If Jesus says that, especially if it's in red, like I got that red letter edition kind, you know?
Yeah.
Jesus said it. So if He said it, guess what? I can do it.
Yep. And believe it. And you guys speak in different churches and you travel around and minister to people. And you also have a book talking about your experience. Can you tell me a little bit about the book and how people can find out more about that as well?
Sure. The name of the book is Entrapment. I named it Entrapment because, you know, Satan sets up a trap that so many people fall for, especially young people. You know, everybody does. And that's the way he made it, is simple. Makes us believe that we're good, that we're okay. It's okay. You're not hurting anybody. It's okay to smoke a little dope. You didn't hurt anyone, you know. It's okay to have a few drinks. You know, everybody has a drink. Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's a trap. So I wrote about the book. The book's called Entrapment. There's been, just this past year, there's been over 27,000 people that have given their heart to the Lord from reading the book. And to get the book, you can go to my website. It's just www.entrapment, the name of the book, entrapmentheavenandhell.com. So it's entrapmentheavenandhell.com. If you go there, you can get a book. It'll be sent out to you right away. It's a good read. I have people that buy 10, 15, 20 books at a time. They give them out to people because they're using it. It's a salvation tool. I've even had churches that have bought over 5,000 books at a time.
Yeah, and I understand that with this book, it's an outreach tool, just like you said. You've got to pay for the cost of the book and all those things, but it's a great tool.
Yes. What I do with the profits of the book is I take the profits of the book and I buy more books that I can give away to people that can't afford it. I love giving them to homeless shelters, to people like that, giving them to prisons. I have people that go to prisons and I give them books all the time. I love doing that because there's nothing like it, you know, because that's what my ministry is, to reach the lost. And how are you going to reach them? Not everybody can afford something, so you still give it away. And even if they can't afford it, if God says give it to them, give it to them. That's what you do.
That's wonderful. So if someone needs to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you? Is that through that same place? Or
they can go through that, or they can contact me. I have my email. If somebody wants to email me there, they're welcome to do that. And that's authorivanstuttle@gmail.com. Again, that's authorivanstuttle@gmail.com.
Oh, wonderful. There are people listening now who maybe just need a word of encouragement, since you have had the experience of heaven and hell and you walk in this anointing of being able to lay hands on the sick. What would you say, or how could you minister to someone today who's listening?
Well, to start off with, if there's anybody out there that hasn't given your heart to the Lord, I encourage you to do it. It's very simple. You just have to ask Christ into your life. Just believe that Jesus died on the cross to forgive you of your sins. Ask him to forgive you, and then they do something, I call it the 180-degree march, which you'll do anyways. You'll turn around 180 degrees in the opposite direction, and your life will change. And for those that are sick today, you know what? Just ask God to heal you, because it says in the Bible, by his stripes you were healed, past tense. Just ask him. It's done. It's that simple. It's not complicated. If you're lonely and you're hurting about something, speak to God. He really, really cares. I mean it. He does. And feel free to contact me. I'll be glad to pray with you. I love to pray with people. I pray with people all the time. It's my favorite pastime.
That's awesome. And praying with people, we want to pray with people right now. And we just thank you so much for being with us and sharing your ministry with us, Ivan Tuttle Ministries. And again, if you want his book, EntrapmentHeavenAndHell.com. And we just want to thank you again, Ivan, for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Well, I just want to take this moment to pray for anyone who might be struggling with any sickness or ailment in their body. Just like Ivan said, it is healed past tense by his blood, by his stripes. You can be healed right now. Father, we're just asking that you'd bring that healing fire, God, from heaven right now in Jesus' name. Lord God, for anyone who's struggling and needs prayer for healing, Father, we just pray that you'd release that healing all over wherever our listeners are, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for listening. Join us next time for Real Life.